جزاكم الله خيرا احسن الجزاء مولانا موسى عبدي صاحب. حضرت مفتي صاحب السلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته. مفتي صاحب, I just want to know if we can take an injection whilst we are fasting.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. For people while fasting to take injection, totally permissible. Whether you take the injection on your arm or whether the back, on the buttocks and so forth, your fast is totally valid. According to all four schools, there's no problem with that. MashaAllah, your fast is valid.
Mufti Sahab, on the day of Qiyamah, you will be called by your father's name. What if your father was a revert and has gone back to who he was? Parents are divorced and you are registered in your mother's name. We ask this often. Mufti Sahab, please advise.
Remember, anything we want to solve, that we must go to Quran Sharif and we must go to Sunnah Mubarakah, read the Quran Sharif and see what Allah Ta'ala says. Surah 25, Surah Furqan, verse number 54, وَهُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ مِنَ الْمَاءِ بَشَرًا. He Almighty Allah created us human being and creation from the semen and sperm and so. فَجَعَلَهُ نَسَبًا وَسِحْرًا. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala made us a nasab. We know who our biological parents are. Then we get married, we come to know who our father-in-law, mother-in-law is. So thus we call in Arabic, Mawfi'ul Imtinan. Allah Jalla Wala's favors, bounties, recurring, showering upon humanity and so forth. Then the hadith in Abu Dawood, He Habibuna Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, إِنَّكُمْ تُدْعُونَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ بِأَسْمَائِكُمْ وَأَسْمَائِ أَبَائِكُمْ فَأَحْسِنُوا أَسْمَائَكُمْ. Tomorrow on the day of justice, you will be called by your name and your biological father's name. Not your stepfather, not your adopted father, not your foster father, your biological father's name. Hence, فَأَحْسِنُوا أَسْمَائَكُمْ. Then choose good names. So that is the teaching of Islam. Regarding choosing mother's name and making the lineage of the baby, the child, towards the mother, that only is applicable if the child is waladul zina, a haram child, and a child that is born out of wedlock and so forth and so on. So today we find crazy situations. I'll give you 3-4. Number one is that Allah forbid, aliyazubillah, that husband, wife, married, and then after 3, 4, 5, 10 years, the marriage then sour, and then divorce took place. So then that lady, now the mother, the ex-wife, she told the ex-husband, I'm to fix you up. So out of spite, she goes and she changes the surname of her children to her maiden name. Absolutely haram that is, we must remember that. And why? Because now you are telling the world that these children are all haram children. That is what you are doing, Islamically. It was halal children, and but because of the spite, now you're telling the world that these are haram children. Now what injustice is this? Second one. Chapter 33, verse 5. People adopt children. You see, married 5, 10, 20, 30 years. It's so rife and rampant, but it's definitely against the Quran. Chapter 33, Surah Ahzab, verse 5. Ud'uhum li'abaihim wa aqsatu indallah. See Sahaba, how special they are to Almighty Allah. He was Sahabi, he grew up in the house of Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He grew up in the house of Sayyidah Khadija radiallahu anha. People in Makkah, all that, they used to call him Medina, all initially they used to call him Zayd bin Muhammad, Zayd bin Muhammad, after Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Jalla Wala revealed the verse for adopted children, ud'uhum li'abaihim. You must call them by the biological father's name. Who are aqsatu indallah? That is justice by Allah. فَإِن لَمْ تَعْلَمُوا آبَاءَهُمْ. If you don't know who the biological father is, sometimes the social workers, they'll give you the child, but they won't release and divulge the name of the biological father. فَإِخْوَانُكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ. Then they are your brothers, sisters in Islam. Say Yusuf Islam or Yunus Islam or something, Zainab Islam or Jamila Islam. Words like that you can use. But you can't register the child on your name. That is totally haram. Man, they say, Manin tasaba ila ghairi abih. who made the lineage of the baby not to the biological father, you made it to somebody else, the adopted father or anybody else. فَأَلَيْهِ لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ وَالْمَلَائِكَ وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ. Allah's curse, the angel's curse, the people's curse is on that poor people. You see our South Africa, you see other countries, how rife and rampant that is. Absolutely haram. See Sahaba, Zayd bin Haritha. Now his name changed, Zayd bin Haritha. Oh Zayd, go there to your father. You say, I don't go to father. My name change is fine. But I stay by you, Ya Rasulullah. You see? Love for Nabi alayhi salam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, get married to Zainab binti Jahsh. So they got married. Lo and behold, the marriage didn't work out. But they did it to please Allah Ta'ala. They did it to please Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The marriage ended in talaq, but the divorce, Allah elevated them. Only Sahabi whose name is mentioned explicitly in Quran is Zayd bin Haritha. فَلَمَّا قَضَى زَيْدٌ مِنْهَا. They please Allah Ta'ala, they please the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah mentioned his name in the Quran. Sayyidah Zainab bint Jahsh, she said, fine, it's your commandment, I get married. I was not happy, but now I got married because you said so, Ya Rasulullah. The marriage ended in divorce. In that finish, Allah says, Zawwajnakaha, the only lady here on this earth, Allah performed the nikah, her nikah to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What you going to say about Sahaba? So understand this here. Now you take Abu Jahl. Abu Jahl is Amr bin Hisham. His son is Ikrimah. So son of Ikrimah, the son of Abu Jahl. So if the person embraced Islam, he became murtad, he apostate, and he became renegade, whatever, the surname will still go to the biological father. Whether he is Muslim, whether he is non-Muslim, whether he is murtad, whatever he is, so it will still remain like that. So that is what we must know in Islam. We can't be changing it to the mother and telling the world that all my children are harami children and illegitimate children. All that is done either out of jahalat, ignorance, or either out of spite and so forth. So do not accept it.
Mufti Sahab, is it permissible to put buttons on the ihram?
100%. People today are clumsy, you know, Maulana. Me and you, we studied in Karachi, you know. So first time in my life, I saw a lungi, you understood? So I saw a lungi before once. In 1968-69, Hazrat Palan Haqqani came, Maimon, you know. So we were becoming Hafiz. Heidelberg is my hometown, I'm born and bred there. When he came, I never saw a crowd in Heidelberg like this, you know. And I saw this man, he had a funny like a clothing on. We never saw a lungi in our life. Then we ask somebody, what's that he's wearing? He said, lungi. I said, oh. So now you see people, when they wear lungi, then sometimes they sit like this, you know. They think they're sitting in a soccer stadium like this, far apart. They keep their feet and everything you can see. So same thing in Ihram. One Hajj we performed, Imam Simon was there from Cape Town, Hanover Park, I still remember. So I told him, Imam, Pratbiki, you know, give some advice. So Imam Simon was a little bit jolly character. They say, may butas, as all man as an ihram. The ihram is next was a miniskirt. The ihram is next was a miniskirt. You see, you know they speak Afrikaans. So he says, then watch out how you sit in your ihram. That's because you were the miniskirt. You're going to go this way, that way, everything will be exposed. You see, so that's the message he gave to them. I still remember. He passed away, Allah gave him Jannatul Firdaus. So now people, they put buttons, other put prestas, others put pins, all that, all permissible. Sunnat is you don't put anything, but the ummah today, you understand, is rafil and jahil, majority of them. So if they apply all that, there's no dumb, there's no penalty, there's no surprise, acceptable, permissible.
Mufti Sahab, is it afzal to read your Eid Salah in an Eidgah or in a masjid?
100% majority scholars say it's best to go to Eidgah. Hazrat Shah Waliullah Rahimahullah wrote one Ajib Jumla on this year. He said, take today. Majority of us, right? We can take it like 90%, 95%. We woke up for Suhoor. We woke up for Sahari. Then with Allah's help, Allah's tawfiq, we read 2 rakat, tahajjud, 4 rakat, 6, 8 rakat, whatever we read. So we ignited one noor, one radiance. Then in Arabic, Ad-da'iratu tatakabbar. Now that circle, that region, the effulgence is getting bigger, bigger, bigger. Then the 5 daily salat, now in Ramadan, we read in our local masjid or in musalla. So from the house, we took it outside. So now that circle got bigger, bigger, like a Then Jummah came, yesterday came, we went to the Jami Masjid, Jummah Masjid. They said, it's not like Komati Purna, Komati Purna. When I performed the Salih Nikah, with Salih Nikah, I told my niece, you understand, who married him. I said, you make 100% progress in life. She come from Krading Star, there's one horse there, and she came to Komati Purna. There's 2 horses there, you understand. So it's 1 horse town and 2 horse town. Now the children are gone big, they heard the story, so they told me, both horses died in Komatipur also. So a nice small town here, you see, in this town. So it's 1 masjid here, Masjid Usman, mashallah. I'm speaking here live from the masjid. So mashallah. So now some places you have melting lanes. You've got more than 50 masjids, then plus musallas and all that. So then you go to the Jami Masjid Juma. So that door gets bigger, bigger. Then Eid day comes, tomorrow, Monday, wherever you are. So inshallah, inshallah, so you leave all the masajid, you leave all the musalla, and you go right out in the field. Why? So that was the sunnah of the Master alayhi salatu salam. We want to take Islam. Study chapter 2, verse 185. وَلِتُكْمِلُ الْعِدَّةِ Complete your period of 29 days, 30 days. وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ And you must glorify the name of Allah. Therefore, Imam Shafi, Imam Malik, Imam Ahmad, Imam Abu Hanifa's 2 greatest students, Imam Abu Yusuf, Imam Muhammad, they all say you must say Takbir loudly. Only Imam Abu Hanifa says softly. So if a Hanafi wants to say softly, loudly, it's all acceptable. You say softly, Hanafi, Imam Abu Hanifa. You say loudly, it's fine. Imam Abu Yusuf, Imam Muhammad say you can do that. So it's not something we must debate and make a big argument. So glorify the name of Allah. So we will take Allah's name from our house to the musalla, to the masjid, to the Jummah masjid. Now we take it to the field. You see? Open. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. Then once in a lifetime, subhanallah, we go to the greatest assembly. First of Shawwal is what? Is al-hajju ashhurum ma'lumah. Is the month of Hajj, meaning Eidin ila Eidin. First of Shawwal to 10th of Zulhijjah are the months of Hajj. So now you fasten the Ihram, first of Shawwal, first of Zulqa'dah, first of Zulhijjah, labbaik Allahumma labbaik, and then 9th of Zulhijjah, you are in the state of Ihram and consecration, 1 million, 2 million, 3 million, the greatest amount of people came for Hajj. You, Hafiz Ali, your Dadima was there also. So in 1992, remember that, were 4 million people. So myself, my wife, and my mother-in-law, totally blind. Understood? We entered Arafat only 3 o'clock. Understood? It was after the Gulf War. So that is the greatest assembly of humanity, remember that. House, masjid, Jummah masjid, Eidgah outside, and then Arafat. You see the link? How the circle gets bigger, bigger, bigger. Our message is a message of Noor. Chapter 14, verse number 1, لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ Ya Rasul Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, take the people out from the darkness in which they are groping in and bring them to the Noor and the radiance and effulgence of Islam. That is our Islam, mashallah.
Mufti Sahib, when does the takbir for Eid start? So,
this is academic discussion. Remember, Shafi'is and Hanbalis and majority scholars, they say, let's just say now for South Africa, inshallah, I'm hoping my ticket is booked for Monday afternoon, so we better see the moon somewhere, the moon Shafi'is, you understand? So inshallah, that we must give it on Monday, inshallah, inshallah, Aziz. So then the Shafi'is, the Hanbalis and I'm saying, from Sunday night, Maghrib time, already you start the beer, you see? And you find Sahaba, they used to go everywhere, read Takbir, open Bukhari Sharif and there. They used to Takbir Allah ala ma hadakum Quran says. And the hadith in Tabarani, Zayyinu a'yadakum bit Takbir, beautify your Eid with Takbir, you see. So therefore, we must read the Takbir loudly, that majority is called. Hanafi say Shubha Sadiq. You see here, for example, Komati put where I am. Say 4:45 or so, Shubha Sadiq enters. So then Monday morning is now Eid day, for example, inshallah. So then we start the Takbir at that time. This is academic discussion. So the Shafis will start Laylatul Eid. Shafi, you know, the non-Muslims, they tell you Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve. So they will start Eid Eve. Now you understand what I'm saying? At night. And Hanafis say that when the Fajr time starts, so that is the time you read the Takbir. So that is a slight difference of opinion.
Mufti Sahab, what is the amount for Sadaqatul Fitr?
Sadaqatul Fitr, minimum that the fatwa we pass is 35 rand. Just now before we went on air, I asked Afi Salih here, he's my wife's nephew, you know, he's a big shot here in Komati and all. I asked, what's your view of Sadaqatul Fitr? They tell me 37 rand. Last night I was there in Malalan. I asked Haji Yaqub Manjira, what's your view of this thing? Fitra, I see 40 rand. So whether it's 35 rand, 37 rand, 40 rand, it's no problem. Whatever it is, just pay it, finish and clear, you see. If you come there to lands where we are, you're understood. So if you go to Jami Masjid, then you get the Miaswam. You know Miaswam, wherever they dig, a lot of gold come out, you know. You know in Saudi Arabia, Arabs you hit and the oil comes out. So Miaswam, so they write there, the Fitra 82 rand. You see? So quick story, Maulana, for you and the listeners. So when I just moved from Newcastle to Lens, can you hear me, Maulana?
Yeah, I can hear you, Mufti Sam.
Okay, now I thought you got cut because my other phone is ringing. So, okay fine. So sometimes I try to keep both phones. So anyway, so there's somebody else on the phone. So then when I moved from Newcastle 2001 there to Indonesia, so after 6 months, 8 months was Eid. So in Jami Masjid, so I can't remember exactly what it was. So then the ulama wrote, you understand, the Jamiat in them in 2001, say 15 rand, fitra example. And Maswam wrote 28 rand. They always write a funny figure, like, you know. So the one Baji came by me. And he doesn't know me properly. He tell me, I handu huche. What's all this with you, Molvi? I padla ren chene, I atais ren chene, this is better. So I had to cool him down, you see. He say, what's all this? Some say 15, some 20. I say, Baji, you see this bottom one here? I tax ni bale, they're not charging tax. And my astram chair, they're charging tax also. So that is how they go. So, oh, M chair. I said, yeah. Just to get rid of him, Sun Bichara, he passed away, you know. Now, where's 82 then? But I told him, me, I pay 82 then. Alhamdulillah, you understand? So if you were going to do it, then spend in the path of Allah. So man tatawwa khairan fawa khairullah. So then, if you got the means, spend, no problem with that. But fatwa, we give 35 then, 40 then, 37 then, just give that amount, and it's fine, inshallah.
Mufti Sahab, when is Eid in South Africa and when will Makkah celebrate Eid, Mufti Sahab?
So that's a very good question. So if you study Saudi Arabia, the past 40, 45 years, I got the whole list, you must remember that. That how they cook up the moon, Hajj time, Ramadan time. And now see, tonight, the government of Saudi told the people there, whole kingdom, tonight you must look for the moon. But go and see the conjunction of the moon. Big word conjunction means the birthday of the moon. Go see the whole Saudi Arabia. The conjunction, birth of the moon, and sunset is 4 hours, 5 hours. Hafi Zaid is here. He'll tell you where Hafi Zaid is. So, yeah, he'll tell you. He knows more than me. He stayed 4 years there. So you must remember that. So it's 4 hours, 5 hours. You're going to stretch it 6 hours. It's not even 6 hours. But you watch tonight, then they'll put their guys into mail. And they look there. I went one day with them. You understood? They to invite us for conference and all that. It's very good system they got. 6, 8 places they got in Makkah, Medina, Riyadh, and to mail and Tamam and like that. So they got their whole team there with all the apparatus, you see. And they open air in the mountain. They can rain or they don't bother. Nothing gets damaged, they say. I saw myself. So it was in Makkah. So, but not Ramadan, it was some other one, Shaban or something. So anyway, so then that, like that, so So they make that, they look in the telescope straight after sunset. Yeah, moon cycle. So I call them moon swamis. You see that? The moon swamis. So inshallah, you'll see tonight, this is what I think. I can't say 100%, but I think it will happen like that. Plus MBS is in Makkah. You see? So yesterday, Jumma, they took his name. Last night, Dua, they must take his name. So then Eid, he'll say, hey, just make Eid Sunday. We have more time to waste and all this. So that's how they work nowadays, you see? So that's what I think is going to happen. We can't say 100%, but there's no sighting business. I was invited for a conference. You know, they used to invite us. So the Grand Mufti was there. I asked him personally, how your system works? He said, 8 months of the year, we don't see the moon. Laysa fiha ahkam. That's the 8 months of the year. We only look for the moon Sha'ban, then Ramadan, then Shawwal, and Zulhijjah. Then Grand Mufti told us in a conference, there are some South African ulama still here, they were present when I asked the question. South Africa, I hope and pray tomorrow night somebody somewhere will see it, you'll understand. Maybe it's our Maulana Basood Parker Day, the hopeless work. He always gives us hope, you understood? So inshallah, somewhere, somebody, we hope, I told these brothers here, dramatic words before we went on air. Okay, bio, all of you, look up Pakistani, other Indian brothers, all. I said, please, everybody look for the moon tomorrow night. We want Monday Eid. Say inshallah. Everybody say inshallah. Say inshallah. So Monday Eid, inshallah, provided the moon is sighted. Jazakallah khair, ma'asaleem. Barakallahu fiqh. Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.